Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1557. Danny's 6 Steps to Healing by Danny Williamson of YourWilliamson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Oh, and wishing you a very happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Danny's 6 Steps to Healing by Danny Williamson of YourWilliamson.com. In honor of this month's health and wellness issue, I thought I would share with you the 6 steps to healing that we teach twice a month at Integrative Family Medicine. As a functional medicine nurse practitioner, I focus on these 6 steps to healing daily in my own life and my patients' lives. I spent 24 years seeing doctors before anyone ever addressed my diet and the stress in my life. Now, if you follow closely the 6 areas of healing, you will begin to live the life you were intended to live. 1. Eat well. The father of medicine, Hippocrates, is credited with saying, "All disease begins in the gut." What you have at the end of your fork is way more powerful than what's in your pill bottle. Food will either heal you or kill you. It's as simple as that. I ask my patients to eat real foods. If you are eating packaged food with a label on it, you're eating fake food. It's as simple as that. 2. Sleep well. Most Americans do not sleep well at night, and they sleep with phones in their room, a TV in their bedroom, computers plugged in, and don't practice good sleep hygiene at all. If you are drinking alcohol at night, you are disrupting your sleep. Go to bed early and get up early. Your body will thank you. Our bodies heal when we sleep. When you are tired, get up and go to bed. It's as simple as that. 3. Move well. Our bodies are designed to move. We are designed to do more than sit at a desk in front of a computer or a TV most of the day. Do you feel better when you move your body? Most people do. I tell my patients, at the very least, walk like you're 45 minutes late to something 4 days a week. Sweat and get your heart rate up. I don't care what exercise you do, just move your body. I love my new weighted hula hoop and I laugh every time I use it. Ballroom dancing is my next adventure. Did you know that research shows that of all the exercises out there, ballroom dancing may help fight off dementia? 4. Poop well. To help stay regular, increase your water to half your body weight in ounces daily, and more if you exercise or drink caffeinated beverages. Talk to your healthcare provider about taking a probiotic and possibly magnesium when you go to bed at night. Magnesium is a smooth muscle relaxer. It may help you sleep, decrease heart palpitations, decrease muscle twitches, and can help you poop. 80% of the United States population is deficient in magnesium. Again, ask your healthcare provider before starting any supplements. 5. Decrease stress. Stress will kill you. In 2014, 77% of Americans reported that they have physical symptoms associated with stress. Work, marriage, financial issues, physical problems, family, and so on are top reasons for stress. We all have stress, but the way we handle it is what determines how it affects us. I tell my patients every day to actively decrease their stress. Many stressors are out of our control, but most are within our control. We can set boundaries, stop overcommitting ourselves, and begin to put ourselves first for a change. Do not feel guilty about saying no or setting boundaries. I'm a firm believer in the fact that we teach people how to treat us. Make some changes and begin to step away from the stress that you can step away from. You can thank me later. And 6, connect with community. We are lonely. Facebook, Instagram, and social media have created a fake world for us, and it's hard to live up to the perfect life that's being portrayed in front of us daily. I decided 3 years ago to intentionally cultivate my community. My friends and I are busy and do not keep in touch as much as I wanted. So I have a party at Arrington Vineyards every year and invite hundreds of people who have one thing in common, me. I also began having regular get-togethers at my house a few times a year to keep my social connections strong. Being intentional to cultivate community is imperative. I challenge you to text, phone, or email your friends to safely get together this week. You won't regret it. Eat well, sleep well, move well, poop well, decrease stress, and connect with community. These are my 6 steps to healing that I believe are the foundations for health and wellness. I have thousands of patients who can attest to the healing power of following these 6 steps. You are worth it. Start today and begin to live the life you were intended to live. You just listened to the post titled Danny's 6 Steps to Healing by Danny Williamson of yourwilliamson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you to Danny, a new author for the show. Danny is a graduate of Vanderbilt University School of Nursing and incorporates the art of medicine by balancing traditional and integrative therapies. She encourages her patients to step out of the realm of normal and reach optimal health. And she has a new book you can check out called Wild and Well. So come by DannyWilliamson.com to find it and lots more. That's DaniWilliamson.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I wanted to go back to something very specific that Danny mentioned. She said, something that may help ward off dementia is, did you catch it? She said that ballroom dancing specifically may help prevent dementia. I want to talk about why that's possible. We have known for a while now that staying physically active is great for preventing dementia. But we're also learning that when we force our bodies to have to balance and move in coordinated ways, like with dancing, we help form stronger connections between brain cells. So far, dancing helps keep a person active and moving, and it forces our bodies to have to move through space in a coordinated way. And so these stronger connections between brain cells that are forming help prevent dementia. Plus, there's the added bonus of the social side of dancing. It turns out making connections with others, like interacting socially, is also helpful for dementia prevention. So ballroom dancing seems to meet a bunch of dementia preventing criteria. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Again, have a very happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.